If the zombies don't get you, the FBU will. The world was a dangerous place, just like Aunt Sadie said. Mosquitoes, biting bunnies, angry bulls, and now this. As soon as the words, "At least I'm safe in here," spilled out of his mouth, he wished he could take them back. From the corner of the barn, that was the building he had climbed into, he heard a terrible flapping sound. It made a noise, like someone flipping a sheet onto a bed, but much louder. He couldn't see what it was, which only made it scarier. His feet wanted to run and leave the barn, but his achy bottom reminded him of the angry bull outside. "What am I going to do?" he said, convinced it was zombies that made the flapping sound. "If I stay here, the zombies will get me. But if I go outside, Rufus will sing that awful song and give me flying lessons. I wish I was back home in bed." He started to cry, as though that could change anything. Well, it sort of did, but not in the way he wanted. Right after the first tears fell, the flapping grew even louder, a slow crescendo until it echoed throughout the entire barn. If that wasn't bad enough, an even worse noise followed, a dreadful creaking, scratching racket, what could only be sharp, giant talons or toenails in need of a serious trim scraped the wooden floor and headed in his direction. Closer and closer they came, their bodies hidden behind a wall. Drew could only see their shadows growing larger and larger and larger until, "Ah!" Drew screamed. He had never seen creatures so hideous. As tall as any man, they had feathers covering large round bodies, which were supported by long skinny legs. On top of longer skinnier necks sat tiny heads holding beady black eyes and yellowish white beaks. On top of one of the tiny heads sat a tinier beret. "The zombies are here, and they are going to do what zombies do!" Drew screamed out loud. He looked for a place to hide, but there was none. "Oh, please, Mr. and Mrs. Zombie, or strange giant chickens, whatever you are, please don't do what you're going to do!" He paused. I wonder what zombies do. Aunt Sadie never told me that part. Maybe they're here to scratch my back. Wouldn't that be wonderful? They certainly have the nails to do it. You see, there's this place right in the middle I can never reach and... Merk! The awfulest sound trumpeted out of the throat of one of the zombies. Drew was too scared to cry anymore. His toes curled in frightened balls, and his heart beat like a conga drum in a salsa band. Flap bonga conga, scratch bonga flap, bonga bonga, merk! Noisier, thundering, booming, then... silence. Drew hid his face in his hands and peeked out between his fingers. The zombie stood right beside him. He counted their legs. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, he said. "Merk," said one of the zombies. Drew thought it meant, "I'm going to nibble on your innards." "No!" Drew shouted, "not my innards!" "Merk," the zombie said, nodding its head. "Merk, merkity, merk." "No!" Drew shouted. He covered his stomach with his arms. "Jeeves, Jacques, merk!" A voice yelled from the barn door. "Bad ostriches, get back to your pen." Drew looked towards the door. A man with a face tanned by long hours in the sun stood with a pail in each hand. He watched the ostriches waddle back to their pen behind the far wall. "I don't know how many times I told you not to leave your pen before breakfast," he told them. The ostriches, or zombies or giant chickens, hung their heads in shame. "Merk," one of them said. "Mm-hmm," the farmer said. "Now get along and leave this young'un alone." The farmer waited until the three ostriches were out of sight before he put down the pails. Drew stared at the man as he reached out his hand. "I'm Farmer Brown," he said. "What's your name?" "Andrew Lee Smith," Drew said, taking hold of the farmer's hand and letting himself be lifted up. The farmer looked confused. "Your name's..." he said. Now Drew looked confused. "No, it's Drew Lee Smith." "Drew Lee Smith," the farmer said. Drew got angry. Taking one word at a time, he spoke very slowly. "Drew Lee Smith." The farmer saw the drool dripping out the side of Drew's mouth. "Oh," he said, "Drew Lee Smith, Drew Lee Smith. You know, I have the hardest time understanding you zombies. At least your name matches you. I'm not a zombie! Julie shouted. The farmer heard. A big puddle of saliva dribbled onto Julie's shirt. How'd you get out here, little fellow? The farmer asked. Ah, never mind. Don't answer that. It's not like I'm going to understand you anyway. Let's try simpler questions, shall we? Julie nodded his head. Good. Now, do you know where you are? The farmer asked. Julie shook his head. Are you lost then? Julie nodded. I see, said the farmer. Do you have any idea where you came from? Julie lowered his head, then shook it. Not surprised, the farmer said. The brain is the first thing to go when you turn zombie, though by the looks of it, you haven't been a zombie very long. The farmer grabbed Julie's chin and turned his face from side to side. Nope, not very long. I'd say no more than a couple of days. What I can tell is if you're one of them people-eating zombies or one of them toe nibblers. Only one way to find out. The farmer unlaced a shoe. Then he unlaced his sock. Then he unlaced his undersock. Five tiny worm-like creatures and one big toe wiggled in the early morning light, which seeped through the cracks in the barn. May I have one of those? Julie asked. It seems like you have a spare one. Oh, and some dipping sauce, too. The farmer didn't have to understand Julie's words. He could tell by how wide Julie's eyes got and by the big string of drool that hung from the place where Julie used to have lips. Toe nibbler, the farmer said. That's good to know. He put his socks and shoe back on. Julie's face went blank again. You do look hungry, the farmer said. Best see if I can rustle you up some breakfast. I got some pancakes in the kitchen. I'll go get a plate and bring it back. Sound good? Julie nodded his head with all his might. All right, then. You just gone over there. The farmer pointed to the corner of the barn. And play nice. I'll be back in a jiffy. Julie looked where the farmer pointed and was surprised to see someone standing there. Her back was to him, but he could tell it was a little girl. Even though she faced the wall, her feet kept trying to march forward. The thump, thump, thump of her head banging against the wall sounded like hailstones hitting the ground. Julie wondered what her problem was. Go on now, don't be scared, the farmer said. That's my daughter, she won't hurt you. Julie took a step forward. The farmer chuckled and headed out the door. Zombies, he said. Julie stared at the little girl as the thump, thump, thump continued. He took another step, then a drag. Step, drag, step, drag, slowly, cautiously. Hey, little girl, my name's Julie. His brain was already going zombie. What's yours? Thump, thump, thump. Uh-huh, step, drag, stop. Why do you keep banging your head? Doesn't that hurt? Thump, thump, moan. Julie tapped the girl on the shoulder. You really should stop, he said. Thump, moan, moan. Right, well, it was nice talking to you. I think I'll just be heading back over there. The girl and the thumping made him nervous, like when Meowsy would climb on his bedpost and sit there staring all night while he tried to sleep. Not that he remembered, he just felt the same. Julie started to head away, but before he could take a step, the girl turned around. He looked at her, and she looked at him. Her brown eyes matched her brown hair. Tiny nostrils opened and closed as her ears wriggled uncontrollably. She paused and opened her mouth to show three rows of polished teeth gleaming and glistening in the barn light. Julie stared. She stared back. Julie stared harder. Her eyes grew really wide and... she said, I gotcha. She popped out a row of false teeth. Julie's heart pounded. It had done a lot of that lately. Ah, he said, you scared me. Why did you do that? It's fun, she said. I don't think that was fun at all, Julie said. That's because you don't know how good and fun it is to be a zombie. Is it? The girl's eyes grew wide again, but this time with delight. Oh, yeah. I get to run around all day doing whatever I want. Everybody leaves me alone. Except for the other zombies, of course. There are seven that live in the woods. What's seven? Julie asked. The girl ignored him and continued. We spend all day playing tag and capture the flag and eat the worm and roly ball. That's where we climb to the top of the highest hill and curl up into a ball. Then one of the others pushes us down the hill. You have to hold on tight to your knees or you don't go very fast. That does sound like fun, Julie said. It is, the girl said. And by the way, my name's Esmeralda, but you can call me Melly. Smelly? That too, she smiled. I'm glad you're here. We're going to have so much fun together. Julie got sad. I don't think we will. Melly furrowed her eyebrows. Why not? Don't you want to stay? Sort of. I also sort of want to go back home, wherever that is. But that's not really the problem. What is the problem? Julie pointed at his leg. I can't run and jump with you all. Ever since I turned zombie, I haven't been able to go very fast. Not a problem, Melly said. She reached down, grabbed Julie's leg, and gave it a sharp twist. Pop! Hey, Julie said. You fixed it. Yeah, the leg thing happens all the time. You'll learn pretty soon how to fix it yourself. A weird look flashed across her face, and she grabbed Julie's arm. Quick, moan and drool, she said. Why? Melly didn't answer, but headed back to the corner to bang her head against the wall. The soft moaning and thump, thump, thumping started again. Julie stood in place, not knowing what to do. A moment later, Farmer Brown re-entered the barn. Two men dressed in dark suits with white shirts entered with him. As soon as they stepped through the door, the two men removed their sunglasses. This is the one I was telling you about, Farmer Brown said. He's new zombie. One of the men took a hard look at Julie. He did the thing where he grabbed Julie's chin and moved his head side to side. Turning to his partner, he said, Yep, I think this one will be able to learn. He'll be a good candidate for either Mrs. M or Mrs. B. The partner nodded. We'll take him, he said to Farmer Brown. Thanks for letting us know. Julie looked at Melly. She turned her head slightly and shrugged as if to say, I told you so. The men in suits grabbed Julie, one in each arm, and carried him out of the barn. Julie let his feet drag along the ground, hoping it would slow them down. It didn't. Who are you? Julie asked as his feet made two long tracks in the dirt. Where are you taking me? One of the men who spoke fluent zombie answered him. We're with the FBU, the Federal Bureau of the Undead, and we're taking you to the home for wayward zombies. They'll get you enrolled at school where you can sit in class all day. It'll be way better than staying out here on the farm. But I didn't even get my pancakes, Julie said. Oh, there'll be plenty of pancakes where you're going, one of the men said. Then he laughed. Julie didn't like the way he laughed.